You wanted to know what the Matrix is, Neo? Try to relax. This will feel a little weird.
It feels weird. Neo and Morpheus have come a long way since their first appearance in the original Matrix movie. And while the final showdown is now being played out in theaters across the country, a parody of the Matrix is circulating on the internet. It's called The Matrix.
Here you go, Leo.
Jonas Sachs is a founder and creative director for Free Range Graphics in Washington, D.C. His firm worked with GRACE, the Global Resource Action Center for the Environment, to create this web spinoff of the action fantasy flick. Hi, Jonah.
Hi, how you doing?
So, The Matrix?
Well, we wanted to make something fun from a thing that was catching on all over the world. We knew the Matrix was a big deal out there. So we piggybacked off of something, so to speak, that was already getting a lot of attention and wanted to turn it to something that was getting no attention, which is the problems of factory farming.
Yeah, you know, piggyback literally. I mean, the Flash movie on the internet features a pig at a trough, and it's got this idyllic farmscape. And, well, what happens next?
Well, the idyllic farmscape, what we're trying to say, is actually an illusion. The pig, Leo, is a young pig on a happy farm, and one day while he's rooting around in his slop trough, a mysterious character appears around from the back of the barn, Morpheus. And Morpheus is a cow in a trench coat and sunglasses who asks Leo if he's heard of the Matrix.
The Matrix?
Do you want to know what it is?
Okay.
The Matrix is all around you, Leo. It is the story we tell ourselves about where meat and animal products come from. This family farm is a fantasy, Leo. Take the blue pill and stay here in the fantasy. Take the red pill and I'll show you the truth.
And he takes the red pill.
He does take the red pill. And the next thing he knows, he's in a cage among thousands of other pigs, miserably staring at the floor, excrement everywhere. The place stinks. And he says, "What is this?" And Morpheus says, "Welcome to the real world. This is a factory farm."
How did this happen?
I'll show you. In the mid-20th century, greedy agriculture corporations began modifying sustainable family farming to maximize their profits at great cost to both humans and animals. Factory farming was born.
And so it all kind of makes a bleak picture of where our food really comes from.
In your parody, you use the bullet cam technique. You know, that's the one that's in The Matrix where they freeze the frame and then they move around the action figure.
Right. We didn't know if we could actually do that with Flash. It's a 2D drawing program, really. And Lewis Fox, the guy who did all the animation and collaborated with me on this, he said he could do it. I didn't believe him, but he figured out a way to give the illusion of the pig frozen in midair spinning around as the chosen one, as Keanu does in the first Matrix.
Count me in!
Have you had a lot of hits on the internet?
Actually, we've gotten our millionth visitor today, so this is way beyond any expectations that we've ever had for it, and because of success, I wouldn't be surprised if we follow it up with a takeoff on the second movie.
Jonas Sachs is a founder and a creative director with Free Range Graphics in Washington, D.C. Jonah, it was good talking with you.
Thanks, Bruce.
To see The Matrix, go to your local theater. To see The Matrix, check out our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.